Well, hello, Mac, and all other CinemaScoop callers. This is REC. Even though my line has been in sort of a disconnect state, it's going to be coming back probably by the time you hear this recording on a new number. Call the REC input line for the new number when it does come up. At any rate, Paul, I got to say, you're doing a rather swell job. And let's hear another great phone song. Line Host was an art. It was a wonder. And, oh, by the way, little scoop of my own here, I'm bringing back Stereophone. That's right. And let me tell you one thing, is that Paul Mac's song, Line Host, was done in total stereo. So if you want to really hear it, one of these days I will play it on Stereophone. And let me tell you, the thing sounds great. At any rate, this is REC over at REC 407. We'll catch you later, and have a good day.
Just one thing I'd like to know. One thing I would like to know! How the hell does he get a hold of those tapes? God, that scum, I'll kill him! That's okay. I'm a little mad, but... I think a little anger won't do, huh? What's that, a microphone? I got it. Get to the bottom of this. Mess, but nothing a maid can't fix. Let me tell you that. Come on, is everybody... Hello?
Hi, this is David.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Is this Dave Scoop?
This is Dave Scoop.
Doggone it, Dave. I got something for you.
What the hell's the problem?
I'm getting a little pissed because, you know, Richie Calcom just left a comment and he said, you know, he's gonna play Line Host in Stereophone, and I just want to say, how did he get a damn copy of the thing? You know,
he's gonna do what?
He's gonna play I Wanna Be a Line Host in Stereo.
What?
Stop doing me, will you?
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna say he's gonna play I Wanna Be a Line Host in Stereo, and
wait a minute.
I'm trying to figure out how he got a damn copy of the thing, but you know that's
absolutely not.
I just threw my apartment across the street, and I want to know because I'm so pissed, you know. And I want to know how the hell did you give him a copy, Dave? Because
I never had a copy to begin with.
What do you mean you were in this? You were in the song, Dave. Remember the part where you said I call your lion?
Yeah.
You got a copy of the song? What are you talking about?
I have a copy of it.
Yeah, of course you got it. Wake up and smell the tapes, Dave.
It's
come on.
It's in my files of obsolete.
What do you mean obsolete? It's a brand new song. It's gonna be nominated for an Artie. I can feel it in my bones. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, I guess I have to confess, I do have a copy of that.
And you're the one that gave it to Rich, right?
In stereo, as a matter of fact.
In stereo, alright. And Rich is gonna play it in stereo. I mean, when I heard this, I was ecstatic, you know.
But I don't communicate with the cow.
Well, you think I would communicate with the calm? I mean, come on.
Well, you found out from him.
Alright, anyway, well, look, Dave, that's all. I mean, you haven't been any help to me, that's it. But as soon as I find, you know, the man who did this is, if I find out who gave him a copy of that tape, I'm just gonna just shit, you know. So
you'll make another tape is what you're talking about.
All right, so my apartment shambles here, and I've got the whole thing lying all over the place.
Well, it sounds like a crime to me,
I'll
tell you.
It's a crime of the heart is what it is. Have you seen any movies, Dave?
Well, I had the, rare opportunity to see, say, Platoon, for example.
Okay, have you seen Platoon, for example? Well?
You know, I saw Platoon, for example.
And tell me, Dave, what do you think of Platoon?
Actually, I was curious to see it because...
All right.
I was interested in exactly what that was all about.
I think you were curious to see it because I paid for your ticket, but other than that...
That helped.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was curious because I needed a lesson. I didn't know enough about the Vietnam War.
That's right, and I think it's a very accurate portrayal of the war, Dave, actually. And,
well, it was done by a guy that was actually in it.
Yeah, and you can tell he's scarred emotionally. You know.
Absolutely. It was about his own platoon.
And, Dave, you're one of these conscientious objectors, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And so, in other words, you feel that this is a good thing to show people the war and how we shouldn't get involved with another war.
Yeah, unless it's absolutely for our defense.
Be we buff or be we wimps, we shouldn't get involved, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, no, I thought it was a great movie. Do you think it'll win the Oscar for Best Picture or what?
Well, knowing the Oscars and what I've seen in the past, they almost seem rigged to me. And this guy's a newcomer and everything, and I think something else is probably going to run away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But he probably will get himself nominated plenty of times, but...
Very possible, very possible. We'll find out. I mean, he was nominated many times, but we'll find out what the Stone Man has to say about it. Anyway, Dave, I just wanted to ask you that and talk about Platoon for a second, but I want to thank you very much because I got to get out of here. I got to clean up my apartment and fix this all up here, and I got to call the maid, so thank you very much.
Okay, hey, we got to fix this leak in our works here.
All right, what's that leak?
A tape got out.
That's right. Well,
to the outside. It got up by Cozy Cross.
Well, we'll put Major Snoopington on this and find out what's up.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you, Dave.
Good day, sir.
Thank you. Good night.